How would it affect your medical care and your life if your DNA were analyzed right after you were born? That's a futuristic question that Boston researchers are trying to answer with a project called BabySeq. Seq is spelled S-E-Q, as in sequencing of DNA. Today, those researchers are reporting one of their first findings, that when you look deep into DNA, you find that more than 9% of babies carry a mutation that raises their risk for a childhood disease. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg has that story.
Just after Cora Stetson was born 2 years ago, she tested positive on a standard newborn screening test for a rare enzyme deficiency. In the worst cases, the deficiency can cause seizures, deafness and blindness, cognitive delays. She was retested with the same biochemical blood test, and this time her results came up negative, normal. But Cora's parents had enrolled her in the BabySeq project. And then
BabySeq called, and they said, oh, Cora came back positive. She has a genetic disorder that we can fix, but also, you know, that needs attention right now.
Cora's mother, Lauren Stetson from Melrose, says it turned out Cora had a partial version of the deficiency, and the DNA testing clinched the diagnosis. Without it, Cora could have struggled in school, needed glasses, had trouble hearing. The family pediatrician would have been vigilant for symptoms like those because of Cora's initial test.
But we would have had to wait for those symptoms to arrive, and none of them are reversible. So if she had bad eyesight, you can't fix it.
Instead, Cora gets a very simple fix, a supplement called biotin every day after dinner that makes up for her deficiency. Stetson credits the BabySeq DNA analysis with saving her family from a frustrating quest.
To not have to go through that of if she was struggling, the testing, the things like that that you have to do just to find an answer, it seems crazy to me that in this world that we live in, that we're still on the defensive of our healthcare system. We should be on the offensive.
What we are able to do is peer into DNA now and start finding risk of disease before the disease has actually devastated the human being.
Harvard Medical School professor Robert Green co-directs the BabySeq project.
And this is really where we want to go with our medical care system. We want to take a medical care system that's mostly reactive and sick care, it's all about sick care, and move it to be proactive and all about prevention.
The big question is, will sequencing babies' DNA do that? Or could it lead more to unnecessary anxiety, confusion, overtreatment, and higher medical costs? The BabySeq project, based mainly at Brigham and Women's and Boston Children's Hospital, is looking for those answers. It's also doing research on the DNA itself. Today, it's reporting results on more than 150 babies whose DNA was deeply analyzed. Among them, Green says, 15, more than 9%, carried genes for monogenic diseases, or diseases caused by a change in a single gene.
I do think that the 9% we found who are carrying monogenic risk is startling and unprecedented. I think that's one of the main findings in this paper.
Most of the mutations were linked to risky heart conditions or hearing loss. It's not clear whether those disorders will actually develop in each case. That's one thing BabySeq researchers want to see, says Dr. Alan Beggs. He's senior author of today's paper and the director of the Manton Center for Orphan Disease Research at Boston Children's Hospital.
In the coming year, we're going to be analyzing the responses and the medical outcomes and reporting on that. And then, hopefully with continued funding, we'll be able to follow these families much longer than that and find the impact of this information over time as these children grow.
Longer term, Dr. Begg says he expects DNA sequencing of babies and children to become routine because it can offer useful information about risks early in life.
I view the value of this as something happening early in childhood, potentially, you know, in the same way that vaccinations occur in the first few years of life.
The idea of routinely checking kids' DNA is still controversial, though, and some bioethicists recommend against routine DNA sequencing of healthy children by doctors or parents using consumer DNA companies. One interesting twist in this latest study, Babies' DNA may help their parents, too. In three cases, infants were found to carry genes linked to breast or other cancers in adulthood. So the analysis alerted the parents who had passed on the genes that they were at risk. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.